This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Marilyn Brookwood is the author of The Orphans of Davenport, Eugenics, the Great Depression, and the War Over Children's Intelligence. We go now to our heroes, Harold Skeels, his colleague Maurice Skodak, who becomes a PhD student in Iowa in the mid-1930s, their director, George Stoddard. We mentioned Beth Wellman, though we don't have time to tell the story, but this was a supportive atmosphere at the University of Iowa. Davenport is an orphanage that was established philanthropically at the end of the Civil War for orphans, for children of deceased or damaged Civil War veterans. It becomes, by 1900, a place where they take on orphans from all of over Iowa and put them up for adoption. Harold Skeels and Maurice Skodak, with the car that's provided to them, take upon themselves to visit the families who've adopted children over the years to see if there's been a change in the children. And they travel all over in the winter of 35 and in the spring of 35. And Marilyn, these case studies are gripping because what they expect to find and what they do find are completely different. I love the scene that you paint where the adoptive parents hang back out of the room as Marie Skodak and Harold Skeels sit down with these small children. They can be 3 years or 4 years old. And the parents are extremely worried that they'll be judged not worthy and taken back to Davenport or put into Glenwood for the home for the feeble-minded. What is the test that they give to children this young? Is it the same IQ test that Terman invented, or is it their own version, Marilyn?
What they're doing, it's not a Terman test. What they've done, because they know some children of this age so well, is put together some kinds of questions and things for children to do. Can you, if I tell you to put the spoon in the cup and stir it, can you do that? If I tell you to draw a circle, can you do that? If I tell you to tell me, what does this word mean? Can you do that? And so they have these tests they're giving to these children. They're driving everywhere in Iowa because the state of Iowa won't approve the adoptions unless the children are actually of normal intelligence. Any child who was not of normal intelligence had to be placed into a special institution, and they would have had to withdraw these children from the homes, the only homes they had ever known, and take them and put away right then and put them in other institutions. So it was something they were dreading, but they knew normal children, and they used some of Terman's ideas, but Terman's test really was not considered valid until you were about 6 years old. And these children were about a year and a half to 2 years of age. So they had over 4 years, they tested 600 of these children adopted from Davenport. Every one of these children had poor heredity. Every one of the children had a parent or two parents of extremely low intelligence. And they expected that these little babies that had been adopted at 15 months or 20 months, when they were now going to see them, would show the results of that very poor intelligence. And they were absolutely amazed to find that of the 600 children they looked at, 600, imagine, over 4 years, they only took two who were intellectually deficient, and they had to remove them. So, and not only were the children normal, but they had IQs that today are considered in the superior range. So Harold Skeels described those children as having the same kinds of IQs as the children of university professors.
All right. Harold takes that learning of accidental learning, and they're now about to have an experiment. 11 children are taken out of Davenport, and then there are children in the control group left at Davenport. 3 boys and 8 girls are my notes. And they're put into environments to observe them. This is 1936, to observe their improvement. What are they determined from that experiment that Harold is running?
So those children were retarded. And they had come into Davenport, most of them as normal children. And while being mistreated at Davenport and neglected, they became retarded. And they were then sent to live with other women. If it worked with BD and CD, maybe it would work with these children. Harold didn't know that, but he got permission to do it. So he takes them and brings them to Glenwood. And guess what? The same thing that happened to BD and CD, and the same thing that happened to the other children, these children also became normal. And so Harold was really encouraged, and so were the people he worked with, his colleagues at the Iowa station, were very encouraged. And they realized that they had almost accidentally come upon research, their own research, that challenged everything that America's psychologists were teaching and believed. And by the way, everyone except George Stoddard, but every other person there who was a psychologist had believed that the ideas of eugenics were correct. And now they had evidence that they weren't correct. So it was really revolutionary.
Environmentalists versus hereditarians. It is now 1961. Harold Skills has risen in the world. He's at the National Institute of Mental Health. And Maurice Kodak is working, I believe, in Dearborn, Michigan.
That's right.
Dearborn, Michigan. But they have occasion, they have a grant, to go and interview the same case studies that of those 11 and others who are now late 20s, early 30s. They're visiting the same people, and nobody's ever followed up before, and the revelations are obvious. Again and again, Marilyn, what we're finding here is something that we regard as commonsensical in the 21st century, but it would have been surprising that people continued to develop comfortably. What did they find about CD and BD in 1961?
So the first child... Harold went to see first he wanted to see the parents to get permission to see the now adult children. This was a different time than today. And he found out that BD and CD's parents, adoptive parents, had died while she was an adolescent, and an aunt had raised her, and it was not perhaps the best situation. Also, CD had become ill with asthma and had to drop out of high school really very early in ninth grade. But Harold found out that CD had married and with her husband had moved to the Southwest for a better climate for her illness. Her husband was well employed. They had a home. They had two children. Harold tested their intelligence, and they were normal children.
CD's children were normal children. Yes.
And that's right.
And now BD.
And BD, when Harold went to see BD's mother, she told him that her love for BD was not like any other love she'd ever had. And if she could adopt another child, she would. She was an orphan herself, and she had been raised in a home in an institution called a home for the friendless. And she gave BD every bit of encouragement and support. And BD did very well and married someone who worked on the railroad in Iowa. They were very close to her mother and to his parents. They established a family. Her children were normal. And in fact, one of them was superior in intelligence. So they did very well. This was not anything anyone thought would happen.
I note here, because it's a wonderful story. BD and CD still think of each other, and they hope someday they'll meet, because they grew up together in Glenwood, and they're like two sisters. Now, case four, Davenport to Glenwood. When adopted, the IQ tested 73. The next time the test was taken, it was 100. The last time it was taken, it was 116, which is genius. And we're told that case four becomes a registered nurse.
That's right.
And are these children aware that they were adopted? Is that correct? They all knew that? Yes. And she's a registered nurse. They don't interview. So what we're dealing with here is overwhelming evidence of environmentalism. And Because it's such a success, whatever happened to eugenics? And when we come back, eugenics disappears. And instead, what we have is the foundation of child psychology here in the 21st century. Marilyn Brookwood is the author. The book is The Orphans of Davenport. There's some heartbreaking stories here. We're telling the happy ones so far. Eugenics, the Great Depression, and the War Over Children's Intelligence. This is CBSI on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.